In this bulletin, police expected to lay charges over the alleged abduction of Cleo Smith. A judicial inquiry announced into historical hate crimes against LGBTQI plus communities. And in cricket, India keeps their T20 World Cup hopes alive with a victory over Afghanistan. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Western Australian police say they expect to lay charges later today over the suspected abduction of 4-year-old Cleo Smith. A 36-year-old Carnarvon man was taken into custody after the girl was found at a property just minutes from her family home. The discovery came more than 2 weeks after she disappeared from her family's tent at the remote Blowholes campsite, 75 kilometres north of Carnarvon. WA Police Minister Paul Papalia says it was good police work that found the girl.
It was just a hard police grind. There were a huge number of officers involved in this task force, more than 140. They sifted through all manner of information, and some analysts in Perth in particular brought together a few different elements of their investigation and ended up with this result.
The New South Wales government is announcing an inquiry into hate crimes against members of the LGBTQI plus community. The judicial inquiry will investigate crimes against gay and transgender people, which took place between 1970 to 2010. AIDS organisation ACON Chief Executive Nicholas Parkhill says the commitment is reflective of times changing.
Those attitudes that existed before that led to such horrendous crimes, and indeed the authorities' response to those crimes, was completely unacceptable. We have come a long way, but there's still further to go. And certainly this process will help that healing process and assist in people recognising the horrendous levels of homophobia and transphobia that were driving these hate crimes at the time.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander climate activists at the COP26 summit are calling for greater involvement in Australia's climate change policies. Several Indigenous leaders have travelled to Glasgow to ensure the voices of original custodians of the land are heard. Dr. Virginia Marshall is a researcher at the Australian National University and a leading voice on how climate change affects Aboriginal communities. She says it's important Indigenous voices are heard.
The way that we read the land and the water and what's happening through all of the animals and the flowers, etc., that's been changed because of climate. And we need to really say to governments around the world, if you listen to Indigenous peoples, we can work together with our fire management practices, with our understanding of the land and waters.
A decision on whether young children in Australia could receive the COVID vaccine could be imminent after United States regulators approved the Pfizer shot for 5 to 11-year-olds. The US Centers for Disease Control backed Pfizer for the age group, which could allow the vaccine to be distributed to around 28 million children as soon as this week. Australia is yet to approve a COVID-19 vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds, but health authorities previously indicated they would watch the decision from US authorities closely. United States President Joe Biden says children are also vulnerable to the effects of COVID.
Children make up 1/4 of the cases in this country. And while rare, children can get very sick from COVID-19. And some can end up hospitalized. But they don't have to. This vaccine is safe and effective. So get your children vaccinated to protect themselves, to protect others, and to stop the spread, and to help us beat this pandemic.
Meanwhile, in Australia, 3 new cases of coronavirus have been picked up in Queensland. Victoria has recorded 1,247 new cases and another 9 deaths. In New South Wales, there are 308 new infections and 4 deaths, while the ACT's COVID outbreak has grown by 13. In cricket now, and India have kept their T20 World Cup hopes alive with a dominant 66-run victory over Afghanistan in their Super 12s clash in Abu Dhabi. The pressure was on Virat Kohli's men after losing their first two matches to Pakistan and New Zealand, but they were never in danger of suffering a third consecutive defeat after being inserted on Wednesday and racking up 2 for 210, the highest score of the tournament so far, with KL Rahul and Rohit Sharma both hitting half centuries. Mohammad Shami then took three wickets to help limit Afghanistan to 7 for 144. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it's expected to be a mostly sunny day with a top of 24 degrees. In Adelaide, also mostly sunny and 25. In Melbourne, partly cloudy and 19 degrees. Hobart, similar conditions, also 19. In Canberra, there'll be rain and 18 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two developing, 22. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, cloudy and 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 25. In Cairns, there'll be a shower or two and 31 degrees. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 36 degrees. That's SBS News.